Sometimes you gotta go back to actually move forward. I don't mean all the way back to dental school. Let's face it, that was an awful experience. But when it's all said and done, you still have questions. That's what Paul and Justin are here for. To answer your questions as your dental business mentors.
What's up, everybody? This is Dr. Justin Buller. I'm here with Dr. Paul Etchison, your dental business mentors. We've had some good sessions today. Always good to connect with Paul and do this whole yin-yang thing. P.E., what is our question today?
Our question today is, do I need a business coach and why should I? And I think we should preface that by saying we both do coaching and we might have a conflict of interest, but I am going to give my honest opinion on that. And if you listen to the podcast, you know how I already think about it, but let's pass it on to Justin. Justin, do you think people need a business coach?
Well, I have coaches in my own life. So I'm a fan of coaching because I am coachable. I don't know what your personality is like, but if you are not a coachable person, it's just not going to work for you. And what is a coachable person? A coachable person is somebody that can ask good questions, take in feedback, okay? And then will take that feedback from someone who's further ahead of the timeline than them and apply that information. If you're not going to do the take feedback and then apply, you're uncoachable as far as I'm concerned. I've seen team members like that. I've talked to doctors like that. It's just not going to work. You're going to waste your money and then you're going to go into victim mindset and blame somebody else for your results because you're just not willing to do the work. Sorry, right? Mm-hmm. Can't do anything for you, brother, sister, whoever.
You're right where you belong.
Yeah. So what I do believe though is that there are ways to collapse timelines. Like that's what I like about coaches. It's like when I start getting into real estate investing, I went and invested in real estate investing coaching programs. I talked to these guys. I paid for high ticket items. Now, was all of it 100% useful? No, but I took a little bit from each and I applied it and I've made money doing it. My return on that investment is tenfold, guaranteed. In my opinion, why would I want to go start from scratch and make every single mistake or error that someone else has made? Like if someone's already solved a problem 1,000 times, I would rather know who that person is and for them to just give me the answer and then I'll go apply that solution because I don't have an ego in this. If you're coming to coaching with an ego, you shouldn't have a coach at all. It just won't work for you. Like you got to come in being able to ask stupid questions. Just don't worry about it. You're here to elicit information from somebody who has accomplished something you're looking to accomplish. Now, here's part two. You have to have confidence in your coach. They should be able to objectively verify their results, right? Like there's a lot of people out there and you see this on social media now, not even in the dental industry. You see it all over the place. People posing in front of Lamborghinis and cars or embellishing their results. Those results should be objectively verifiable. I objectively verify my coach's results. I will not invest in a coaching program until I've had an opportunity to dig, do some research and be like, okay, I buy the story. Right? Like I buy the story. I see their results because there may be tangible assets there. Maybe it's a small enough industry. You've talked to other people who they've done business with, or you might actually know some of their business partners or know some of their physical assets. So I think that's important. If someone does business with me, I'm fine showing you all the profit and loss statements of every one of our practices as long as you sign an NDA. I'll show you that. I don't need to tell you about my results. Just look at the P&L. This is what we file taxes on, right? So objectively verifiable information, super important. Once you've done that, if you feel like you're coachable, you feel like you're bought into this coach and they can objectively verify, then you go to step three, in my opinion. And it's like, why do I want this particular coach in the first place? Like, do I have like a hygiene issue in my practice? Like, is it like motivating hygiene team members or adding adjuncts? Or do I have an overall operations issue? I think you got to select coaches based on that as well. And probably that should be one of the second things you think about before you even go out shopping for the coach. Really, it should have been in that order. So I would say, yeah, you have to know what the problem is. You don't want to find some coach who has no experience in growing a hygiene department or hasn't done that for a bunch of people where their experience may be in marketing, leadership, culture building, and numbers, right? So I guess what I'm saying is find somebody who's expert in the area. That's the most important thing. So should you get a coach? Yes, if you're coachable. Should you get a coach overall and do I? Absolutely. To me, it's valuable. It's a good return on investment. PE, what's your opinion?
Hey everyone, I just wanted to share a recent success story I just heard about. 6 months ago, Dr. Dushyant Patel of Sumner Dental Group in Tennessee reached out to Relevance Marketing because he wasn't receiving a whole lot of traffic from his website or anything online. Relevance expanded the online presence by listing the dental office in all the online directories with consistent information, which is super important, fixing any errors, along with redesigning his website using content that Google upranks, all the while keeping aesthetics and search keywords in mind. They then began to publish blogs and information relevant to dentistry using the search keywords for their area. Now, in just a few months, Sumner Dental was in position number one or number two on the Google Map Pack and organic listings for almost every single dental keyword. They saw an 88.9% increase in phone calls, as well as 115% increase in interactions with their Google Business profile. Now, if you think having your phone ring almost twice as often with new patients could really change your practice, well, you're right. If you're looking for a transparent, no contracts, no BS, and results-driven online marketing program, look no further than RelevanceOnlineMarketing.com. It's who I've been using for almost 5 years. Can't say enough good things about them. Hey, mention the Dental Practice Heroes podcast and you'll get your first month free. Go to RelevanceOnlineMarketing.com to schedule your free demo today. That's www.RelevanceOnlineMarketing.com. I think if you're wanting to grow, yeah, if you're not complacent where you're at, you ought to get a coach. And I think you can get a coach in so many levels. I mean, I had a personal trainer for like over 2 years, loved it. It just kind of, I don't know, I wouldn't say we wouldn't jive, but it was just like, it got to a point where it's just, I wasn't enjoying being there. So we stopped doing that. And then I would start working out at home. And then wouldn't you know, after a few months, kind of old habits came in through and you slow down, you're not hitting the gym as much, but the coach helps. There's someone to push you. And there's something, I like how you say shortening that time frame, because I feel like that's what I do. And I'm not talking about me, but I am talking about me, I guess. So I do with my clients is like, I've learned all these things over the growth of my career, but I see it when I help them and I give them ideas and I talk them through issues that I can get them from A to B a lot faster than I got there. And I think that's the idea behind having a coach. Now, I've had life coaches. That's been great. I had a life coach for 2 years. That helped me really get focused on what do I enjoy? What brings me joy in life? What do I want to do with my life? What do I want to leave my legacy? Those big questions that sometimes you're just too busy to even spend time thinking about. And I know someone listening might be like, dude, these are easy questions. You can answer these on your own. I'm just here to tell you that there's something special about having somebody look from the outside in and see issues and bring things to your awareness that you're not aware of yourself. I love having a therapist. That is a great coach for me. But yeah, same thing with you, Justin. When I got into real estate, I took courses. I had one-on-one coaching. I had a mentor that I would ask questions to. I would send deals to. What do you think about this? I got involved in online communities. I mean, there's so much you can do to get help, but you got to watch out of those online communities because you, like you said, Justin, you can't verify the results. You don't know who's on the other end typing the stuff to you. And I see this in Facebook forums. I see it all the time that some schlub is giving advice when I really don't think they're credentialed to give the advice. I just don't agree with that. And I think there's a lot of that in the industry. Now, even saying that, like say, let's consultants, business coaches that maybe we're talking about dentistry. Maybe there's a dental consultant that's not really ever been a dentist. I'm not saying there's no value to be gotten there. I have used those consultants before and I've gotten value out of them. I think there's valuable information, but I think the best coach is always going to be somebody that's actually done it themselves and has the actual experience and can explain the bumps and bruises along the way that they've all obtained. So gosh, I can think of maybe one coaching client I had that like wasn't coachable. I think I helped him, but I don't know. We just couldn't really get anywhere. And it was almost like he wanted to prove to me how much he knew rather than taking advice. And this, when you were mentioning that uncoachable stuff, I'm like, oh, that's what happened. So I think most people are coachable. If you can just humble yourself and say, hey, you know what? This person's ahead of me. They're where I want to go. I'm going to listen to the advice. I'm going to hear what they say. And you're going to get something out of it. I think you'll always get if you implement, you'll always get that return. So my answer is yes, get a coach for anything you want to be doing, whether that be playing piano, business, life, fitness, anything you want to do. I'm all about possibility. And I think that's what's exciting about life is you can learn how to do anything. And we're high income earners as dentists. We can afford to pay for the best coaches for whatever we want to do. So that's all I got to say about that. Justin, can you fill 3 more minutes of that? Or are we going
to
end this
No,
early?
I mean, I want to touch on something you said, brother, which is so important. It's like you had this client came in and ultimately they just wanted to prove to you how much they know, right? Chapter 10 of the first book I wrote was Be the Dumbest Guy in the Room. And I have followed that philosophy ongoing for years and years because to me, it just resonates with me. It's like, if I'm in a room where everyone else has results that I'm still looking to attain, why would I show up there and start, yapping about what I know. What I know is irrelevant, right? It's totally irrelevant. And I just want to, some empathy for this individual too is, I was guilty of that too, particularly early on in my career. I think I felt insecure.
Yeah, I was too.
Like I felt insecure. Right. I didn't want this person to think that I'm like everyone else and I don't have a clue. And so I'd come and sell myself and I'd be yapping way too much. And when I learned to just live and breathe by being the dumbest guy in the room, and what that means is being intelligent about just closing your lips and just listening and then learning to formulate really good questions, right? Because you already know what you know. So I think that was a really big game changer for me. That helped me huge. And the second thing that really helped me was it feels good to learn and then you get the support from the coach. But then when they put you out on the field, right? Like you have to go perform. You know what I'm saying? Like they're not going to be shouting at you like a football coach from the sidelines at all times, calling timeouts, pulling you in. You got to go out and implement this on your own. And I see a lot of things fall apart there. And that's what I would suggest is like, just do the work, get out there and implement. Like, honestly, implementation is like 90% of it, right? I feel like I'm the laziest, most disciplined person sort of thing. Like that's where my results come from. I'm like, I have this very lazy mentality. I could be technically horizontal at all times if I chose to be, but it's like, I'm disciplined to get up and just do the things that I have to do. I'm not trying to promote myself in any way. I'm just telling you what's worked for me. So like, it doesn't matter how I feel. It doesn't matter what's going on in my life. I have 3 kids under 9 years old, been married 16 years, have multiple practices. I do not care how I feel. I just don't. I'm just going to get the job done anyway. And so I think that mentality has served me. So I suggest we stop leaning into our feelings so much and spend more time thinking about what the purpose is and what that will feel like when we accomplish that goal that we're looking to accomplish. And that's what I sort of strive to do. Not saying that there aren't days where they're crappy, but if you get up and do it anyway, even if it's like you're operating at half productivity, that's sort of the glue that holds together this process and it keeps momentum going. There's something to be said about momentum. So yes, get a coach. Listen to what the coach has to say. Once you've objectively verified, go out and implement. Even when you don't feel like it, just do it anyway. Do it anyway. If you need some emotional and psychological support, you lean on your friends, your family, and you lean on your coach for that as well. That's it. That's all, brother.
You know what I just thought about was that, like, when you and I met, we met at a seminar and we sat in the front of the room. And that's always right, kind we'll of been my time. Style. But I never actually heard you're a dumbest guy in the room thing. And I think that's why I sat next to you. I was like, I'm looking for the dumbest guy in this room. And here we go. And I'm just going to sit in the front. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I think it's something that's to be said about you and I is that like to sit in the front of the seminar. That was never me in dental school. I was in the back and I was sleeping. But when it was business stuff, I'm like, let's learn from these people. I want to be in front. I want to raise my hand. I want to ask some questions. There's stuff to be learned.
There is. Yeah. And like I said, implementation is such a big piece of it. So yeah, go out and do that and get the job done. Everyone has the potential to do it. You got through dental school. That's way harder than most of this stuff. Just get out there, get your hands dirty, get to work.
All right. Dentalbusinessmentor.com, $179 a month. Go check it out. Over 272 videos and documents, all good stuff.